One of the down-ballot races in North Carolina gaining national attention is the contest for state superintendent. The position leads one of the largest state agencies, carries out a multi-billion dollar budget, and supports North Carolina's public schools. The two people vying for the job are political newcomers. Democrat Mo Green is a former superintendent, and Republican Michelle Morrow is a former nurse and homeschool teacher. Liz Schlemmer reports.
At a street festival in downtown Wake Forest, Michelle Morrow walks through the crowd. Her blue t-shirt says, "Make Education Great Again." With a smile, she extends her hand to a potential voter.
I'm Michelle Morrow. I'm running to be the next state superintendent of public instruction.
Precincts in this part of northern Wake County lean Republican. As she speaks to voters, Morrow highlights school safety. After years of homeschooling her five kids, she says families like hers would gladly put their kids back in public school if things were different.
If they were sure that they were going to be safe, they weren't going to be bullied, and they weren't going to have, like what you're saying, this worldview that is not their family's worldview pushed on their children.
Morrow has said she believes public schools are indoctrination centers. Her comments are outrageous to some, but resonate with others. Despite her criticism of public schools, Morrow says the biggest misconception about her is
probably that I want to destroy public education, that I don't care about public education, and that I am dangerous.
In a state where voters have chosen a Republican state superintendent in the last two elections, this race will be a referendum on Morrow and her politics. Just a year ago, very few had heard of her, including her opponent, Mo Green. He expected the Republican incumbent would beat Morrow the night of the primary.
It was that night that I said, well, yeah, now that she's going to be the Republican nominee, let me do a little bit more exploration about her. And I mean, wow.
One of the first things that surfaced after Morrow won the primary was that she participated in the protests in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021. She's also gained attention for controversial social media posts, ranging from recent comments that the plus in LGBTQ plus stands for pedophilia, to 4 years ago calling for the execution of former President Barack Obama, a tweet she says she made in jest. In his stump speech, Green says after researching Morrow, he changed his campaign strategy.
So now, all across our state, I've been saying the same thing, and that is that the very soul of public education is on the ballot this November.
That's him speaking at a meet and greet for educators at a brewery in Wilson.
If you want to run our schools and if you want to advocate for our schools, then perhaps you ought to believe in our schools.
Green touts his experience as former superintendent of Guilford County Schools, a school district attorney in Charlotte, and executive director of the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation.
I have actually been in a role where I have led and managed thousands of individuals, administered budgets in the billions.
Morrow has attacked Green's work at the foundation, which funds many education initiatives. She calls it a leftist organization. Green, meanwhile, attacks her character for things she said online. Behind the two candidates' vastly different politics, their policies touch on similar issues. Both have said publicly that they want to raise teacher pay, for example, but they go about it differently. Green wants the state to increase school funding.
It will also take us revering our educators and paying them substantially more.
Morrow says she would do a big audit and redistribute funding by cutting programs she feels promote a political agenda.
We are dumping hundreds of millions of dollars every year into things that are not helping our children academically.
Some of the policies they agree on were actually part of current Superintendent Catherine Truitt's agenda, like promoting phonics and changing how the state grades schools. But the Republican-led legislature writes education laws, and very few of Truitt's major initiatives became law in her 4 years. In a role that relies more on rhetoric than on policy writing, the candidates vying to replace her couldn't be more different in how they talk about public schools. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.